Retrouvons l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Hello and bonjour.
Avec Véronica.
Well, as we read on a daily basis that the world as we know it is coming to an end thanks to those clever boys, or do I mean bots in California, who are consigning 2,000 years of human history to the poubelle? Though, into which bin would you put it all? Paper, plastic, glass, or just sheer rubbish? I just want to assure you that your weekly Culture Queen is the real thing. There is nothing AI about me. No cosmetic surgery. Some might say that's been a mistake. And whatever intelligence I have or don't have, it's all mine. So, without further ado, as I've said before, if music be the food of love, we are in for a loving spoonful this week, because we're in the final days of Les Nuits Musicales Armagnac, and there's a lot more besides. Tonight, you could go on forever, an original take on Mozart's Magic Flute, which will be performed at the Base de Loisirs de Florence at 8:30 by the Compagnie de Cadet. On the 30th, and this is not part of the NMA, there's a free concert in the casino at Lectour starting at 9 p.m. Jesse Matador, singer, showman, who came to the world's notice in 2011 in Eurovision with Allez, Hola, Olé, a typical Eurovision lyric, I would say. But Jesse Matador's music combines coupé-décalé, zouk and dancehall music from the Ivory Coast. The term coupé-décalé translates as cut and run or cheat and run away, but it's very rhythmic and danceable too. Next on the menu, Colonel Rayel, who gave us a string of hits back in 2010, including Celui, Toutes les Nuits and Aurélie. Well, he's come back in 2025 to win a new generation of fans. His is one of the most hotly awaited comebacks in the urban French music scene. Then there's William Baldé. He is an author, composer and interpreter, and his music is influenced by soul, reggae, pop and the French chanson. On the 31st, Aude Extremo, mezzo-soprano of the moment, will be singing to the music of guitarist Jeremy Perret in a program entitled Piedra y Camino at the Chateau de Lavardance at 8:30. There's a long camino to get there, and when you do, it's all made of piedra. And Aude gets a second bite of the cherry, or rather we, the audience, do, on the first in a program of romantic French music at the Jardin des Marronniers in Lectour. She will be interpreting the music of Bizet, Massenet, Gounod, Offenbach, Lecoq, and it all starts at 8:30. Then also on the first, there's the Mellow Street Band playing at the Église Saint-Saturnin in Flamarance. On the second, an evening of jazz with Hugh Coltman, Hugo Lippi and Johann Fagel in a program entitled On the Banks of the Mississippi in the Jardin des Marronniers, also starting at 8:30. Not part of the NMA is a concert for cello, part of the Bach Festival at Saint-Georges at the Château de Bartas, starting at 8:30. On the 5th of August, a concert at the Church of Terrobe, bringing you Handel and Rameau by the Ensemble Calico and Compagnie de Cadet. On the 6th, Dulce Jubilo and L'Autre Big Band, what a mishmash of language, at the Jardin once again with Echoes of America. On the 8th, another concert at Terrobe with Dissibilas, a musical group specializing in New Orleans jazz, Delta blues and swing. And the 2025 NMA Festival ends with Mozart's joyous Marriage of Figaro at the Condom Theatre. And if you do eat supper before you go, eat sparingly, because if you're like me, music on a full tummy makes me think less of love than glorious deep sleep. I end with the news that AI may bring about the completion of Gaudí's 100-year-old project, the Sagrada Familia in Barcelona. So perhaps AI...
Retrouvez Véronica en podcast pour l'agenda culturel tout en anglais.
Is not all bad. À la prochaine.
www.dfm930.com